From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A Russian court has sentenced opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 15 days in prison, a day after he and hundreds of other protesters were detained at an anti-corruption rally. Navalny was taken to a Moscow court Monday, hours before the Kremlin publicly called the protests a provocation to violence and accused organizers of paying young people to attend the rallies. The court said he was guilty of resisting police orders. Earlier, he was fined the equivalent of $350 for organizing an unauthorized protest. Navalny responded to the charges. He said, "I think yesterday's events have shown that there are quite a large number of voters in Russia who support the program of a candidate who speaks for the fight against corruption." Tens of thousands of Russians demonstrated in cities across the country Sunday in support of a call by Navalny for accountability among Russia's elite. The U.S. military says the death of civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul is a terrible tragedy and that it is investigating allegations that airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition killed as many as 100 civilians there earlier this month. The Pentagon said an initial review showed coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's Old City. Iraqi forces, with the coalition air support, are working to regain control of western Mosul from Islamic State fighters who seized the city in mid-2014. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration has put Iran on notice and will not tolerate Iranian efforts to destabilize the region and jeopardize Israel's security. His comments Sunday night in Washington came at the opening of the three-day annual policy conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Know this, after decades of simply talking about it, the President of the United States is giving serious consideration to moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Pence said U.S. commitment to Israel is non-negotiable and that President Donald Trump is committed to finding a lasting peace between Israel and the Palestinians. South Korean prosecutors have decided to ask for an arrest warrant for ousted President Park Geun-hye in the corruption scandal that has forced her from office. Yonhap News Agency reported that prosecutors requested the warrant Monday. South Korea's constitutional court dismissed Park from office earlier this month following her impeachment by lawmakers over allegations she colluded with longtime friend Choi Soon-sil to extort companies to donate nearly $70 million to dubious foundations in exchange for favorable treatment. Park has denied any wrongdoing. The prosecution statement says a lot of evidence has been gathered, but as the suspect denies most of the criminal allegations, there's a possibility of her destroying evidence. With Park out of office, South Korea will vote for a new president on May 9th. UN officials say six humanitarian aid workers were ambushed and killed in South Sudan. The official said the workers were killed Saturday as they traveled in a convoy from the capital Juba to the eastern town of Pibor. Eugene Owosu, the top UN humanitarian official in South Sudan, said he was appalled and outraged by the heinous murder. The UN says the killings represent the highest number of aid workers killed in a single incident since the country's civil war began in December 2013. 12 aid workers have been killed this year in South Sudan, and 79 have been killed since the civil war began. Japanese officials say eight high school students are feared dead after being engulfed in an avalanche at a ski resort in eastern Japan. Three other students were injured. At least one teacher is missing. Japanese officials say the students were participating in a mountain climbing outing early Monday in the town of Nasu, which is about 175 kilometers north of Tokyo. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.